Welcome back to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie, and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week, we'll be looking at the planetary movements for the week beginning the 15th of May. So, Monday begins with Mercury having gone retrograde the day before. We're still in the shadow period of a Mercury retrograde transit for the next few weeks, so things start to slowly move forward again. You might find that anything that was confusing or didn't go to plan starts to rework itself. You might see things a little bit clearer now that Mercury's gone direct. But yeah, if you can, just be careful of the next few weeks of making any big plans without checking anything through, or have a little bit more patience with yourself if things don't go exactly how you wanted them to. And just before 6 p.m. on Monday, the moon moves into Aries. Aries moons are very much about having courage, being brave. There can also be a time of tension. People can feel a little bit quick to anger. They're a really, really good time to start anything new. You might want to be wary of the tendency to maybe not finish the things you started, but Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, and Aries is the birth, if you will. So anything that you want to set into action, an Aries moon is a great time to get those wheels turning. On Wednesday, we have quite a big transit for the year, which is Jupiter moving into Taurus. So Jupiter is the planet of luck, expansion. It's actually the antithesis to Saturn. So if Saturn's the planet of sort of hard lessons, Jupiter's the planet that brings a bit of extra luck, a bit of extra sparkle to your life and to your chart. It's very much about opening you up to new ideas or providing sort of new abundance. So when it moves into Taurus, it's actually quite a nice placement because Taurus really is all about abundance. Taurus is ruled by Venus. Venus is all about nice things. If you have any kind of Taurus placements in your main three or main five or main six planets, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. So Jupiter in Taurus is a really, really nice transit. It's going to be for about a year long. Jupiter transits tend to go for about a year. So it's a really nice time to slow down. We might find that things just slow down a little bit over the next year. And we're able to connect to our senses a bit more and see what we really want. We also on Wednesday have a Taurus moon coming in because we're going to have the new moon, on Saturday. The Taurus new moon. So there's a lot of Taurus energy on Wednesday. Taurus moons are amazing time for indulgence, pleasure seeking, enjoying the finer things in life, feeling really grounded. They're a nice little step from the Aries moon, which can be quite fast paced. And then Taurus moons come in and they're a little bit more grounded, they're going to take things a little bit slower and get things done. So we have this Taurus moon for the rest of the week, and then on Saturday morning we have the new moon right before the moon actually then moves into Gemini. So this is a pretty lucky moon. It's probably the most lucky new moon for this year, 2023, and it's just amplifying all that energy of Taurus. We have quite a few planets in Taurus at the moment, almost all of the main planets, and then we have some planets in Cancer. And Taurus and Cancer are quite a lovely combo because the Moon and Venus really like the presence of each other, so it's generally quite nice energy around at the moment. One thing I wanted to mention also with Jupiter moving into Taurus is that for the last few years, it's been quite hard for the fixed signs. So fixed signs are Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio, and I always forget the last one of the fixed signs, Leo. Sorry, Leos. So they've had quite a hard time over the last year or so. We've had Saturn in Aquarius. We've got Uranus in Taurus. There's been a lot of intense energy. The nodes were also just in the fixed signs of Taurus and Scorpio. They've just moved. So Jupiter in Taurus is actually a really nice time for the fixed signs because we're finally getting a little bit of relief. We're getting a little bit of nice things coming our way. So it's really nice energy, especially for the fixed signs at the moment, but also for everyone else. So new moons are really a good time for starting things fresh, deciding what you want to do for the rest of the month. They're the beginning of the lunar cycle. So we've just done another cycle again. So it's anything new that you want to attract into your life that you want to start. This is a perfect time, and because Taurus is quite an abundant sign, ask for exactly what you want. It's a really lucky time financially as well, really good time for savings or perhaps, you know, job opportunities. So keep your eyes open, be open to new lucky experiences. And then on Sunday, Mars moves into Leo. So Mars is actually Aries' ruler. And Mars is the planet of drive and action. And when it moves into Leo, it's perfectly at home in another fire sign. So we've just had Mars in Cancer for the last few months. It's meant that everything's been quite slow. Any kind of action has had an emotional element to it. It might have felt a bit heavy to move forward with things. The good news is Mars in Leo is just like ready to go. So you can expect a lot of passion. You can also expect maybe a bit of drama. Definitely feel like your drive has come back and an abundance of creativity. So a little bit of an exciting end to the week. We also have a Gemini moon for the rest of the weekend. So Gemini moons are a really good time for learning, communicating, being around people. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury just loves to learn and communicate. So it's quite a nice week this week. Nothing too intense going on. And then next week we will just go into a slower week, then going back towards the first quarter moon before we then head to the full moon the week after. So this has been this week's podcast. Hope you've enjoyed, and I'll see you next week. Bye.